Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Rosen goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg fires to third and they've got Kennedy trapped. The throw back to Ginsburg, who tags Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball four. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Krahoski moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty scores. Krahoski moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krahoski scores. Kell scores. It's Indians, 3, Tigers, 3. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is one for one in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Word settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller bunts in front of the plate. Ginsburg fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Evers is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lepon moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Rosen strikes out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Evers bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to second. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive to left field. Evers throws towards Lepon. Lepon fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lepon. Evers throws the ball into Lepon, who tags Mitchell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Doby reaches second base with a double. Avila moves to third. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter is walked intentionally. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Boone reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Easter moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hegan is walked intentionally. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Simpson now playing right field. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Virgil Trucks. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Jerry Pretty. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. Hutchinson moves to second. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Neil Berry now playing second base. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitchell moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. LaPon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny LaPon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaPon takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Neil Berry. Lou Brissy now pitching. Bud Sushok pinch hits for Charlie Keller. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Don Callaway now playing second base. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaPon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Kell reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.